Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me. Let's
welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so glad that you are with me. I have Mark Leslie on the line, and this must be very confusing for those of you listening on WVNJ, AM 1160 in the New York metro area, because we started this discussion for you yesterday. So remember, go to WVNJ.com. and check on the weekday schedule and find Travelers 411 so you see exactly where we're heard now so you don't lose us and miss a story. I almost never hold a guest over into another hour. I can only think of maybe four or five times in the last 15-plus years we've been on the air that I have held a guest over. I don't think it's the first time I've held Mark Leslie over because I could listen to him and talk with him for weeks without interruption. As long as we had food around, I'd be fine. So we're going to go off and talk with him. I want to remind you that every show is podcast for a year at travelers411.com, and you can download the archived audio of every show for 52 weeks. Simultaneously, we archive every show with the show notes at sabrams.com. And if you go to forums, and suppose in this case we're talking with Mark and he's based in County Dublin, Ireland, you could go to forums, go scroll down to Europe, click on Ireland, and you're going to find him and every interview we've ever done with him. You could also just put his name in, Mark Leslie, or his company, Martello Media. And you would get links to all of that. So we've got, there's a directory for every guest for every time they're on. And so there must be a good dozen different cross-reference places at S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com and travelers411.com. And if we've ever talked about it, you're going to find the audio and stories and blogs and links and photos and everything else there. So if you're thinking about going somewhere, go have a look at sabrams.com. And if you go to the top of the homepage, you'll see you can click over to travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of websites. I have so much to talk with Mark about. You know, last March, this year in March, we spent 5 days in Malta. And we were talking about that in the last hour, which for those of you listening on WVNJ was same time, but yesterday. But we've got it all programmed together, so you'll find it in the podcast and the archived audio. And we're going to go off and talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
I have on the line with me Mark Leslie. Mark is the president and CEO, visionary, forward thinker, creative genius behind Martello Media. I think you have a very unusual brain. Aside from all the, you know, trivia, facts, figures, anything you've ever read or heard, I'm going to guess, being stored somewhere with easy access, you have such an interesting way of looking at things, and that's what makes the visitor center that you and your company create for travelers and, in many cases, local residents in places, who come to see what it's all about really bring things to life in a meaningful and engaging way, and making whatever the subject matter is quite understandable. When we were in Malta in March of this year, 2017, we visited Fort St. Angelo, where there were three giant rooms, and each one tells a piece of the story of Malta and of Fort St. Angelo, and that was created by your company. And I understand you also did something at a science museum there we talked about not long ago. But you're now working on an exhibit at the Museum of Fine Arts in Malta, because 2018, Malta, the city of Valletta, which is the capital city of Malta, an island in the Mediterranean that's, it's probably like a 20-minute flight, but you'd never get me on those little teeny skinny planes. So if I ever do it, the next time I'm in Malta, I will go by boat. It's 2.5 hours from Malta to Sicily by boat. So that kind of gives you some feeling for its location. But the capital city of Malta, Valletta, has been designated as the city of culture for the EU for 2018, which is hot stuff.
Well, I think any American, from any American city, because America was built orthogonally on the grid, you know, you've got the grid cities par excellence, apart from the odd bull city like Boston, all your cities are very rational. And the granddaddy of every American city is Valletta, because Valletta was conceived by Italian Renaissance engineers at a time when everybody lived in pack mule, filthy, medieval squalor. They had a chance to create a whole city from scratch, to identify, and they built it like San Francisco. It's on a completely orthogonal grid. So even though it's on hills, the streets go straight up and straight down. They just take no cognizance of the fairly terrifyingly steep hills. And because they just won this war against the Turks, and won the eternal gratitude of the rest of Europe, who didn't have to do the fighting, everyone paid money to expiate their guilt of not coming to help the Turks in this, help the Maltese in their amazing siege against Suleiman the Magnificent. So they decided to just lop the top off a mountain and build a whole city with all the Turkish folks, rational, the first gridded city, and it was very high buildings for the time. So it's, you can see, it's the direct grandfather of the whole American concept of the American city.
Well, and it's a gorgeous city, reminiscent.
It is gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the architecture is amazing, and of course, some of it goes back for, you know, not just century but millennia. But for the most part, you have that kind of, you know, Rococo architecture, to some degree, reminds me of places like Dresden in Saxony, reminds me of places like Budapest, you know, where you have this unbelievably gorgeous architecture, but in a small city, although a very densely populated city.
Yes, with water around three sides of it as the centerpiece of a double harbor. So the harbor wrapped right around it. It would be like San Francisco, you know, being on a great prow peninsula in one of the most stunning harbors in the world. And because that was the only natural harbor in the dead center of the Mediterranean, whoever controlled the harbour at Valletta controlled the Mediterranean, and for most of world history, controlling the Mediterranean meant you controlled the world. And that was the Romans defeated Carthage after 100 years by taking control of Malta. The Knights of Malta held the Mediterranean against Islam by controlling Malta. Napoleon understood that he had to take Malta. He got defeated by the British Navy, and the British controlled the Mediterranean for 200 years because they had that harbour in Malta. And in the Second World War, if Mussolini or Hitler had taken Malta, the whole oil supplies to Britain would have gone, and Britain would have lost Egypt and would have lost the war, and Iraq would have lost the war. And the Maltese hung on an incredibly gritty people. They had a Pearl Harbor scale of attack that went on for 450 days. For 450 days, wave after wave of airplanes came, fighter bombers, bombers, fighters, and bombed the hell out of Malta. But because the knights had spent 200 years fortifying the island with tunnels, bastions, fortresses against the Turks, these amazing Renaissance fortifications stood up the 20th century bombardment, and the combined mass of the German and Italian air force couldn't dent. The Maltese would just withdraw into all these underground tunnels and the insane 17th century fortifications. So when you go into Valletta, it's like Helm's Deep out of Lord of the Rings, because it's every kid's idea of a castle in the middle, Fort Fernando, a medieval castle, and then Renaissance fortifications, and then sticking out of the Renaissance fortifications are concrete pillboxes and gun stations and radar towers. And you think the way a kid would describe it, look, you've mixed up six historical periods here. You can't have a medieval castle with radar towers and anti-aircraft guns. And, oh, yes, you can in Malta. And deep under it, the U.S., when they control the Mediterranean, the U.S., I can't remember which fleet it was, the 5th Fleet or the 6th Fleet, right up until the 1970s, had deep under Fort San Angelo, 10 levels down, are the nuclear bomb-proof bunkers where the American fleet controlled, you know, the Mediterranean in the 60s and 70s. So it has that history going right back to Roman Carthage. You know, the galleys that used to come out of that amazing fortified harbor dominated the Med, just as the aircraft carriers of the US or the battleships, you know, the dreadnoughts of the British in the 19th century. So the fate of the world has hinged on three great sieges in Malta. The great Roman attack taking over the altar swung history and dominated Rome's grip on the Mediterranean. The British defeated France and became top nation in the world.
Well, we have to take a quick commercial break. Don't leave me. It's Stephanie Abrams here.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only pub Bunnelobby. What's a pub Bunnelobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "O Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pub Bunnelobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The 1926 National Historic Landmark Dory Fishing Schooner Adventure berthed in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is a national treasure that sails as an icon of the American fisheries and floating classroom for maritime education. The schooner is operated at sea, primarily along the New England coast, as a living memorial to Massachusetts fishing heritage. As such, adventure is important not only to Gloucester, but also to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and all of America. The schooner Adventure is the last of the Gloucestermen. The vessel's immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his classic Captain's Courageous. The Adventure is also an icon of our nation's fishing industry and Gloucester's 387-year heritage as America's oldest fishing port. Further, the schooner Adventure serves as a living memorial to the more than 5,000 Gloucester fishermen who have perished at sea. If Gloucester's history is to be understood, it should be viewed in large measure through the eyes of a fisherman. What better way to tell Gloucester's story than on board the last of the Gloucestermen? Please visit schooner-adventure.org for more information and how you can support this historic vessel.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two were nearly broken, had a salute at father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smothered enough to reap the corn and leaf, for I was born, got a stout flex on the Banish coast, and goblins a brand new pair of brogues to rot the love of the bogs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road. To double a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the ways to double a MacFalaldy-da. In Mullingar that night I rested, them so weary started by daylight, next morning light and dairy.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
The lassie smile, laughing all the while.
I have on the line my good friend Mark Leslie, who is quite the historian, have you noticed? And I'm wondering, Mark, Mark is also the CEO, if you're just joining us, of Martello Media, a company that creates amazing visitors' experiences in Well, some of the ones I've been to, aside from Fort St. Angelo in Malta, which is fabulous. Well, they're all fabulous, really. The visitor center at Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin, which is a great historical importance. The Yeats exhibit at the National Library in Dublin, which I hope stays forever. The permanent exhibit that just opened earlier this year, actually, it was last year, wasn't it? It was 2017.
Yes, last, yeah.
2016. We're into 17 now. At the General Post Office, where the Easter Rising, the Alamo of Irish, the Republic of Ireland history. What have I left out? You did.
Cliffs of Moher, Ireland's greatest natural wonder.
Which one?
The Cliffs of Moher,
of course.
Yeah.
Oh, and well, and mentioning that, I got an email this past week from my good friend Catherine Webster, who for probably a decade or more has been the executive director of the Cliffs of Moher, and she's toddling on to undertake a fuzzy dream that she's had of doing some things in her lifetime that she would not be able to do were she to stay on as the executive director there. And I thought you two should get together and sent you a note about it, and you wrote me back and said, I've already spoken to her. Was that before or after you got my email?
Oh, no, already, because she's a fabulous woman, as you say, and has shown great initiative and grit and determination to make a wonderful success.
And she's such a nice
place.
Lady.
And obviously, if she's going to go into consultancy on how to operate, how to take, you know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere and really make it work, I do lots of conceptual design concepts for these sort of places, but you always need someone on board when you're talking to a potential client who thinks they've got a wonderful idea, to somebody who knows how to operate it, how to staff it, how to market it, how to have a tight team, you know, with buy-in, because it's always about people, you know, how to manage the staff to be really welcoming and to make sure that the visitors have a great time, however bad the weather is. And, you know, Catherine's a master at all of that, and I'm very hopeful that she'll do very well.
You know, yeah, well, I know she will, because she's a very special lady, and what she's done at the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland is incredible, and I think you two would, there's great synergy there. That's why I sent you, as soon as I read her email, I sent it along to you. Now, little did I know that, you know, you're way ahead of me. But,
well, it's always good. I've often had to take false credit for things that I have absolutely no role in. And in particular now, I had the quite entertaining experience of an Irish government minister walking along, you know, in the government building and introducing me for the first time to our Prime Minister, our Taoiseach, recently retired, Enda Kenny. And the government minister said, oh, Prime Minister, I want you to meet Mark Leslie. He's the man responsible for the Cliffs of Moher. The Prime Minister brightly said, oh, that's a wonderful project. How long did it take? And I said, 340 million years. But they turned out very well.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I have bristled every time I've listened to some newscaster say Qatar instead of Qatar.
Yes.
I have bristled as I have listened to other words and of names of destinations, and just so butchered when people undertake it. But when the Taoiseach was here, nobody on TV called him anything except Prime Minister. Nobody wanted to tackle.
I can see why.
Nobody wanted to tackle the word Taoiseach, because like all other Irish words, if you say it the way it looks, it's like Taoiseach.
Yes, and it's the in Irish is on for Anne, so there was on Taoiseach, and right opposite the Parliament building was a place called Anne's Tea Shop, and people would be ringing the Prime Minister and demanding scones for tea, and people would be ringing Anne's Tea Shop and demanding a government bill on X, Y, and Z. There was huge confusion that the two were close proximity.
It's Taoiseach, people. So, you know, be a sport. Say it right instead of calling in the prime minister.
Yeah,
we'll be
yeah.
right back. This is Stephanie Abrams with Mark Leslie. Don't leave me.
In Mullingar that night I rested them, so weary started by daylight next morning light, and there he took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and shrink, and that's the Paddy's cure when there is umph for drinking. They hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, with such a heart above him. They asked me was I hired and wages I required, till I was almost tired of the rocky road, to double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to double and make for Lollida. In double and next arrive as hard, it's such a pity to be so sick.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older?
If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Mark Leslie on the line with me. He is the CEO and visionary behind as well, Martello Media. And you can go check out their website, and better still, go to all the places that that company has been involved creating visitors' experiences for. He's currently working on, I'm sure working diligently on, as the calendar keeps moving ahead, the Fine Arts Museum in Malta has a very special project at hand in order to be able to present as part of 2018 the capital city where the museum
culture,
is,
yeah.
Is the capital, the city,
European
of,
city of culture
for the EU. And yeah. So the Museum of Fine Arts there is doing something special. How close are you to having that accomplished?
It's on track slowly but surely. A lot of building work had to be done to the Auberge d'Italia, the very magnificent, as you say, Rococo building that it's in. But the museum won't be stuffy. It'll be very modern and interactive, and it will be full of narratives and stories about people. And, you know, it won't be the normal stuffy, don't touch sort of art gallery. It'll be very hands-on. And it's one of three, you know, very diverse projects that we've done there, and one of three projects that we're doing at the moment with a bit more global reach. We're doing a marvellous the Curra race course, which is the home of flat racing in Ireland and has home to our equivalent of Kentucky Derby, which is the Curra Derby. You know, it's been a centre for glamour and excitement. It's the hub of racing. The Curra is a great grassy plain in Ireland that's been there since prehistoric times. You know, the ancient Irish tribes used to chariot race on it 2,000 years ago. And they are building the most spectacular, beautiful new grandstand, you know, with a great floating roof, beautiful glazed building. And in it, they will have the whole history of Irish flat racing, because the Curra is the home of the sort of...
Where is that? What county is that in?
It's just outside Dublin. When you head west out of Dublin into Kildare, the town of Kildare is just the other side, and it's a great open heath.
So is it in county? Is it in County Kildare?
It's in County Kildare.
Horse country.
And it's just before you get to the very historic town of Kildare, where St. Bridget's Cathedral is. You pass through this great grassy plain, and to your left, to the right of the motorway, you see this great race course. And all of the sort of the great and the good of racing, the Magnas and the J.P. McManuses and the Sheikh Mohammeds, about six top racehorse owners all put their hands in their pocket to build this magnificent a new stadium with lots of social, well, grandstand, but with, it's more than a grandstand, you know, it's a whole complex And they're beautifully restoring the famous Queen's building that was built for Queen Victoria's building. In fact, Victoria's visit in the 19th century, it's been taken down brick by brick and rebuilt. And our new museum will house all of the trophies and tell the story of the development of the Irish thoroughbred, because Ireland is one of the great thoroughbred horse breeding countries in the world, because our flat plains have moist grass that feeds off limestone, and limestone has calcium in it. So Irish horses have strong legs, both for running and
beautiful,
jumping.
And beautiful teeth. So when they
and
smile
wonderful
at you,
teeth, yes. Wonderful bones. And even our so-called ponies, the Irish cob, are bigger than the horses in most other countries, just because of all the soft, wet, Atlantic mild climate, which gives us this magnificent nutrient-rich grass. So that's a very exciting project.
Well, well,
and
before
then
you go
at the
on.
Other end of the scale, we're doing missionary work. We're doing a regional museum in Serbia, in North Serbia, in a place called Kikinda, where a really far-sighted lady curator has identified the ethnic sort of tension that's at the heart of the Balkan issue, which they tend to sweep under the carpet and say, no, we have to tell the story and celebrate our differences and our diversities, because the northern plain of Serbia, the Banat, it's called, was a swamp area that the Austro-Hungarian Empire colonized and settled with Swabian Germans about 250 years ago. It was a territory. It was on the frontier with the Turkish Empire. So they thought having a few hard-working, tough German settlers on the frontier of the Austro-Hungarian Empire would sort of keep the Turks at bay, which they duly did. But you ended up with a very rich culture of a beautiful Baroque city with about 20% Jewish population, about 20% ethnic Roma, about 20% Serbian, about 20% Hungarian, and I think about 20% Romanian. It was so split 20-20. And because of the clay, what had been a swamp, they turned it to wealth, and they made the finest bricks and roof tiles in Europe and exported them all over the Austro-Hungarian Empire, so that any great city in Europe that was Austro-Hungarian, you know, Prague or Budapest or Vienna, had these wonderful Kikinda bricks and tiles. And again, coming back to Trump and his wall and Britain and their Brexit, the Austro-Hungarian Empire was a sort of mini EU with all of these ethnicities trading and mixing freely in cities in a very rich multi-ethnic, multi-culture. In the 20th century, as a result of the First World War, it all got broken up. These empires got broken up for better or ill into little ethnic, you know, here's Slovakia for the Slovaks, and here's Slovenia for the Slovenes, and here's Serbia for the Serbians. And poor old Kikinda suddenly found that the rich clay quarries, where they mined the mud to make these bricks, was now in Romania. The lovely town where they lived in their posh townhouses was in Serbia, and then the factory where they'd made the bricks 5 miles down the road was in Slovenia or Austria, I can't remember which one, but suddenly you had five countries where there'd be one. So the economy of this city was based on material assets that were now split between five different countries when it hadn't been one empire. And then, of course, a result of the social tension of that, the Nazis come sweeping in there at the end of the during the Second World War and put the poor Swabian Germans in charge and said, please would you crate up and ship the Jews to us. And the Swabians said, but they're our brothers and our cousins, and we've lived in, you know, they are with them for 250 years. No, you know, we've got to go off and fight the war. We're heading towards Greece. We're making you Reich Germans. You do our dirty work for us. And no sooner have the poor Swabians very reluctantly loaded their friends and neighbors into trains, you know, not quite knowing what's at the other end, the partisans arrive and said, what have you been doing? You've been murdering our Jewish fellow countrymen. And the poor German Swabians are all put up against a wall, sort of shot at the end of the war. And suddenly, you know, and the Roma are taken away. And what had been for centuries five ethnicities and cultures living peaceably, you're down to two now, just the Serbians and I think the sort of Hungarians. And all of this history has been swept under the carpet. And this very brave museum curator said, we were under communism for 60 years, you know, under Tito, and we weren't allowed to tell the story. It was all Stalinist lies. Then when communism collapsed, we had Milosevic coming in with Slav nationalist lies. I want to be the first museum curator in my country, Serbia, to tell the real history of what happened here and what didn't happen here, and mourn the wonderful multiculture that we did have in the past and that we must strive to have again. And we must invite the surviving Swabian Germans to come back, and we must invite the few Kikinda Jews that made it to Israel to come and visit and reclaim their heritage, because we know that their cooking and their, you know, all of their cultural traditions are actually Kikinda traditions, the way all these ethnicities live. So it'll be a very fascinating project, and it will be a pilot for the whole of Serbia, because Serbia has been in disgrace and under economic blockade for their mistreatment of the Kosovans and their sort of bad behavior towards the Bosnians. But they're actually very fine, intelligent people with a wonderful culture. I had no idea how much I'd like them and how much I'd love the country. And to meet, you know, brave, progressive Serbians who want to atone for the, you know, authoritarian regimes over which they had no control, both socialist and fascist. They've been under both. In fact, they've been under, you know, Slav nationalists, they've been under the Nazis, they've been under the communists, all within close living memory, and they're desperate to have a multicultural, proper, democratic society the way we do. And obviously this museum curator sees the museum as a tool for instilling democratic civil values and pride in your own culture, not by hiding the past, but by confronting it. And that's what museums are all about. A museum is not a place for storing objects, it's a place for making people think deeply about things that really matter.
We'll be right back. Don't leave me, everybody.
Vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio. Non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House, are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The 1926 National Historic Landmark Dory Fishing Schooner Adventure, berthed in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is a national treasure that sails as an icon of the American fisheries and floating classroom for maritime education. The schooner is operated at sea, primarily along the New England coast, as a living memorial to Massachusetts fishing heritage. As such, adventure is important not only to Gloucester, but also to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and all of America. The schooner Adventure is the last of the Gloucestermen. The vessel is immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his classic Captain's Courageous. The Adventure is also an icon of our nation's fishing industry and Gloucester's 387-year heritage as America's oldest fishing port. Further, the schooner Adventure serves as a living memorial to the more than 5,000 Gloucester fishermen who have perished at sea. If Gloucester's history is to be understood, it should be viewed in large measure through the eyes of a fisherman. What better way to tell Gloucester's story than on board the last of the Gloucestermen? Please visit schooner-adventure.org for more information and how you can support this historic vessel.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at airlingus.com.
Hoot a man, out of my way. Who do you think you are?
Time it's for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Mark Leslie, the head of Martello Media, a company that creates and installs amazing interactive attractions in so many places where visitors congregate to learn more about a particular destination. And Mark, in the last segment, you were talking about the race course in County Kildare. When I want to be in County Kildare or its region, there are two places I like to stay. One is Rathsalla Country House, which is getting more and more difficult to get into. So in any event, it's owned by the O'Flynn family, and they are just wonderful people. And this is now the second generation running Rathsalla Country House. It's in a little town. It's actually not in the town, but the post office is in Dunlavin. They're out on in the country road, just maybe 6 minutes outside of the village. When you look on a map of Ireland, find Dublin, look a bit southwest, and you'll find Naas, N-A-A-S. And a bit southeast of Naas is Dunlavin. And it's in County Wicklow, but it's just at the border where, you know, before you know it, you drive a few minutes, you're in County Kildare. Also nearby is a wonderful attraction to visit called Rusborough House. They could use you, by the way, Mark. Rusborough
House. They could indeed.
You should.
Beautiful, wonderful art collection.
Oh, it's a wonderful place, and they've kind of put together, you know, an exhibit that you walk through, but it's mostly, I mean, it's a beautiful home. It was the home of, what was their name?
Clementine and Alfred Bite.
Yes, I was going to say.
They were diamond millionaires.
Yeah, from South Africa. Right, they hit it big in the diamonds in South Africa.
And she was the best-looking Deb in England, and he was the best-looking man. And sadly, they never had any children. Everyone was saying, what a perfect match.
They'll
produce stunning children.
They had great guests. Yeah. I mean, when you walk around and you see photos on the wall of who came to visit them, they ran in tight circles. But they could, I mean, you could do something wonderful there to uplift.
Well, we pitched.
And what happened?
We didn't get the gig.
If what's there now is the result of what the winner got, did? Very disappointing. I mean, the house is worth the visit. And, you know, and I would like to go again just to walk through.
Well, the beauty of the grounds and the architecture and the wonderful art collection. And also the site of some very spectacular art heists. I think at the time there were two robberies there that at the time, back in whenever it was, the 70s or the 80s, were the biggest art robberies in history, with a notorious gangster here called the General, who I think there were two or even three Hollywood movies made about him by different film directors, different versions of films on the General and his gang, because he was rather humorous. He was he fancied himself as a Robin Hood figure, and there was a slightly comedic element to his aspirations, but he did pull off some very big art heists, and certainly Rusborough House was one of them. So there's a lot to go and see. It's a beautiful 18th century Palladian mansion in wonderful grounds, in one of the most beautiful corners of Ireland, looking across the Blessington Lakes to the Wicklow Mountains.
And they have a great...
And as you said, your friends the Flynns, you know, Dunlavin, that border between the Wicklow Mountains and the plains of Kildare, is lovely, lovely countryside.
And then, of course, the K Club is in Kildare.
Yes.
And so that's kind of, you know, we stayed, when we checked into the K Club last, the day before... in fact, I think they checked out that morning. I think we were checking in the day they had just checked out. There were about 50 people who had just checked out, had taken the place over entirely as the guest of the owner, Michael Smurfit, for whom the Smurfit's Business School is named at the college in Dublin. It was Prince Albert from Monaco celebrating his 50th birthday. Yeah. And they were there for a week celebrating and riding and cavorting about and whatnot. And pity that we didn't get there earlier. We might have bumped into somebody as we were arriving and they were leaving. But
his father spent a lot of his childhood at Castle Leslie. You probably know that. because Prince Pierre of Monaco was a great friend of my American great-grandmother, the lovely Leonie Jerome, and she sponsored and sort of pushed Prince Pierre at an early stage of his life, I think, because he married into the Grimaldi family, and I think she made all the introductions. So Renier, when he was a boy, used to come and spend his summers up in Monaghan at Castle Leslie, where the locals called him Young Rennie.
Yes.
Young Rennie.
And people in Monaco get crazy when I refer to Prince Reindeer.
Yes.
I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, another hour has flown. I just so enjoyed having a visit with you, and I hope everyone here did too. Stay with me, people. We're also going off to Adair Manor in the next hour, so don't leave me. And for you people listening to WVMJ, that's tomorrow for you. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.